listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there. Happy Tuesday to you all. Got some great things coming to you this week for the month of actually September. We actually started off a little late this month with moving forward on new topics, new things. The first thing I'd like to talk to you guys about is, well, it was a dear friend of mine, and she was murdered in Far Rockaway Beach. This was back in 2010. If you ever want to Google search the article, her name is Althea Lewis, and she basically was, you know, involved in a relationship that involved domestic violence, and went to meet with the ex-boyfriend to, you know, make him feel better about himself. Say, hey, listen, it's over. It's time for us both to go our separate ways and just move forward at this point. Unfortunately, for some people, they don't know how to move forward. Unfortunately, for some people in relationships and marriages, they don't know how to have conflict resolution. It's just a sad thing that comes into play. I just think that people should be mature adults about certain situations and learn how to move forward. Today I have coming on the show a great, great couple. They host couple therapy sessions. They are not licensed professionals, but they do host, you know, this podcast that is actually very interesting. And it's called The Way That I Love You, which is really, really cool. It's about a married couple. You know, they have people coming on their show. And, you know, spilling the beans. Oh, look, these are our problems. And we really need to figure out how to work things out or either move forward. Or single individuals, if they, you know, if they have an ongoing relationship with someone, you know, they need to either find out if they're going to move forward or if they're going to stay stagnated in that relationship. So there's a lot of things that this particular couple can do to help others. They should be on the show in approximately 2 minutes. They'll be calling in. But I wanted to just brief you guys on some of the things that we're going to be talking about today. And domestic violence, because it is a very broad spectrum of what is going on today with, you know, she's cheating on me, he's cheating on me. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth, because, you know, I like to confirm things. Let's get the caller on and let's talk about the love topic. Hi, Sharon, are you on today?
Yes, I'm on. How are you, Tomiko? How are you?
Oh, hello.
Will and I are on. Sharon and Will from the Way That I Love You podcast.
And we got the hubby on the phone with us as well?
Yes,
I'm here. Hello, everybody. Hello, Tomiko.
I wanted to talk to you guys because I listened to your podcast, and I wanted to just give the callers a brief synopsis. And I have some questions for you guys as well. And I know we can't handle this all in an hour or less. So we probably have to have you call back on because I know people are going to have questions. I wanted to ask you basically, what type of topics do you handle on your show?
Okay. So first, let me just tell you about the Way That I Love You podcast. The Way That I Love You podcast came about from Will and I just sitting around one day just playing. We develop a really comfortable relationship with each other that we just talk about everything. And we love music. We love just anything that deals with the arts. That's how we both came together. So one day we decided to do a podcast, and we were just playing about. And then a minister of ours said, you two should do a podcast. And we had already had one already in the chambers. So we were like, okay, we put it out there. So our podcast really just talks about healthy relationships, healthy marriages, how to go through healthy marriages. And we tell people we're not licensed professionals or, you know, sometimes we do counsel, but we just talk about what we do and how we do life. And we incorporate, so it's two parts of the podcast. It's one part, which would be the episode part on the way that I love you.live. You can go to the episode part, and then you would hear how me and Will do life, the things, the tools and things that we do to create a bond within our marriage. We talk about our history together, and all different types of topics. On the second part of the podcast, we incorporate other people's marriages. We let them tell their story about their marriages and their eyes through their ups and downs, because first of all, marriage is a community. We need each other to help strong, healthy marriages grow. We glean from one another. And we like to get the perspective of seasoned married couples, which is important, because being a married couple, you don't have all the answers and you don't know how to go through them all the way. So if you know an individual that's been married 50 years, 20 years, 30 years, glean to them. Find out what they do. Find out how they operate in order for them to keep their marriage alive, and take those positive things and see if that you can do that within your marriage. Every marriage is different, and we say that, but see what you can glean from each other.
Yeah, and some of the topics that we talk about is like trying to rekindle the flame or keep the flame going. One of the episodes we have is the 30-day rule. Another topic we talk about is sex. One of those and sexting.
Yes.
Those episodes is who sexting who, and then the other one is I like my coffee hot, which talks about fun ways to incorporate the conversation of sex and actually implement that and have a healthy sexual relationship in a marriage as well.
And then the other episode, I believe you listened to, Tamiko, was it was the last episode. What was the name of the episode we did?
Exquisite Exhale.
Exquisite Exhale. In that episode, Will and I talk about what we do when we need to talk, when we need to let loose and let down our hair and kind of like put our day, our frustrations on the line, things that we need to talk about within each other, within our marriage. Just any, if he had a bad day at work, if I had a bad day with the kids, we go for a walk and we incorporate healthy things that you do with your spouse. You may not do what Will and I do, but find something that's yours. So that's what we kind of like implement to people.
Shavonna, let me ask you this, and you just let me know if I got it correct or if I screwed up somewhere, but does this sound familiar? Ooh, ah. Is that like an exquisite exhale?
Yes. So we're not
getting like how you got it.
We are a hot, sexy podcast.
You can reenact that exquisite exhale.
That's the woosah.
Can you reenact that for my guests? That exquisite exhale. Ooh. I want to make sure we got it correct.
What did I say? I said, ooh.
He's like, woosah. But the way he said it was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because we're not just a podcast. We are a hot, sexy podcast. And we implement having fun within your relationship, making it fun for you and your spouse. Like, so we want to implement, like, hey, it's time to relax. When you listen to our show, get your glass of wine, get whatever, you know, chill, bang, relax, and laugh. Because we got some funny things to say. And we got some things that you can put into action. Or you like, I always say, hey, if this is not for you, hey, put it in your back pocket. Take what you can take and apply it. If it's not for you, put it in your back pocket and give it to somebody else.
Let me ask you guys a little bit about domestic violence issues. And have you ever had anyone on your show that had been like abused, beaten, assaulted, sexually assaulted by anyone? Did anyone ever come forward with any type of allegations such as that?
Well, no one ever came forward to validate any. Well, I would say this. We did have a guest on the show.
Two guests, actually.
Yeah, two guests on the show. The one that I'm thinking of was in an episode called Love is Worth the Wait. And they were in an abusive marriage verbally.
That was called The Focus of Love.
No, that the
Love is worth the wait.
Yeah, it was Love is Worth the Wait. And the guest was Focus Jones.
Focus Jones, yes.
And she went through a long marriage of verbal abuse. It never got physical, but the verbal abuse, like, really did a number on her. So, yeah, we that's one of the ones that I can remember that we had come forward with that. And she kind of went through, in her interview, the whole process that she took to get through it and just kind of shared it with our audience.
Right. And she talked about on how to love again after you've been through a situation. We had another young lady, well, beautiful woman. She talked about how she was in an abusive relationship and she had a hard time loving again and getting right, getting with the right one. And that episode is called Computer Love. That's on YouTube. So you can listen or watch that on YouTube, but it's called Computer Love. And when she found the one that she's with, because our podcast is not just about, you know, going through, but letting go to love again, to say, okay, I've been through something. I can teach somebody the things that I've been through, and I can encourage someone the things that I've been through, but that doesn't stop me from living.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I'm getting some text messages while we're currently on the air right now. A woman wants to know, her name is Lydia. She wants me to say her first name. Her name is Lydia. She wants to find out how, if she came on your show, how would you consult her about her husband's erectile dysfunction and how should she handle that?
Okay, Lydia. So when you go on the show, you would have, there'll be other people on the panel. Maybe if we had a topic that kind of pertained to that particular thing, you would even talk to the couple that's dealing with that particular thing. So we try to get individuals that come on the show that can really help you in that manner, can talk to you about those particular things that you're going through. You could also write in to the show on the way that I love you .live. You go into the Let's Chat, and we will read it and kind of go through, and we will actually consult with individuals that we know that may not want to say on air, but how they've been through it. So we'll get down to it. We'll find the answers for you. And we can, like you said, we're not licensed professionals. So I don't want to give out any type of information that would kind of say, hey, this is something you get from a doctor. But if you want to know how you would deal with your husband's, this is that erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, that'll definitely be I'm not sure if that was a conversation that had, like a serious conversation where you got with a doctor or anything. But like Sharana was saying, at our website, we do have a section called Classified Love Letter. And if you submit your story that way, then we can reach out to the professionals that we know and have some resourceful and confirmed information that we can relate to.
But from my point of view, you know, sometimes when things are in that area not right, sometimes it can be mental. So it doesn't mean that person cannot perform. It just means that in that moment, it could be something you're going through. So it's definitely something that you might want to seek professional help for the doctor in that area. But we talk about that is what is it? Our vow. We talk about that when you vow these things, and then certain things come up concerning health, sex, and all things that you weren't looking forward to in the relationship, and it comes up and you have to deal with that. So when you vow certain things, these are the things that you really have to look at. In 2015, was that? 2016, I had a stroke and an aneurysm. And I had to go through a whole lot. And if you go on our website and tune into us, you'll hear our whole story. And it's the reason why we love so hard. But I had a stroke and an aneurysm. And we had to learn how to do things all over again within our marriage.
Sharana?
Yes.
Sharana? Hang on with that topic a second, because that topic is more than just like a quick brief synopsis. Like, that's a topic that we really, really have to get into. So we're going to pause on that topic, because that topic of your medical condition and your husband standing by your side, that is very, very deep. That is beyond a 5-minute session with anybody. So I'd like to dig a little deep in that. And I would like to definitely have you guys back on the show for that, because that right there, I'm not sure how many people can relate to that, because a lot of times when people fall ill in a marriage, some people stay and some people go. So that's a very, we need a full hour segment on that particular topic when it comes to how your husband stood beside you and, you know, the reasoning behind your podcast and, you know, how you guys still stand strong 22 years being married till this day. What I wanted to jump into is a little bit, and I want to ask you and your husband questions, and I want you guys to give me in two words what, in layman terms, is that topic about. So I'll start with you, Sharana. I'll start with exquisite exhale. Give me two words.
To release and let go.
Okay, and you will. Back down memory lane.
Back down memory lane is when we first met and we had butterflies in our stomach and everything was just us.
Okay. Sharana, hold me close.
Hold me close. That's times where there's no sex involved. You just got to figure out, be close to the individual that you with and love the moment that you're in.
Okay. And Will, how about do you?
Do you is understanding that you and your wife or your spouse needs your own space at times, and that that is a healthy thing to separate so you can come back together.
Okay, Sharana, applied pressure.
Applied pressure, that particular thing, I would say, to find out what's going on eternally, to talk and release that whatever's going on. Get down deep, talk deeply.
Okay, and sexting, who's sexting who? Will?
So who's sexting who is finding a moment in your busy day and send a text to your wife or your spouse of something that's like really, really giving the flag to say, look, I want you right now, even though I know I can't have you while I'm at work, but I'm thinking about you and this is what's on my mind.
Okay, Sharana, in law, full love?
In lawful love, loving your in-laws the way they are, accepting them as your family, learning how to go through life together when you're blending your families. And, you know, my cousin is his cousin is my cousin, my mother is his mother, his father and mother is mine.
Okay, now we're going to stick with the two words because I have to sum it up, and it has to be juicy because this is a hot love topic. So, Will, how about I like my coffee hot? Two words.
Two words.
In two words, hot sex.
Okay, Sharana, relationships are not that hard.
I would say getting down and getting intimate.
Okay, Will, the 30-day rule?
Keep it popping and keep it fresh.
Okay. And Sharana, keep it right, keep it tight.
Sexy clothes, sexy environment.
Will, how do you say your love languages in two words?
Say that again.
How do you say your love languages in two words?
Your love language. Words,
but
you could love them.
Oh, my love language is my highest percentage was touch, and what was my second? Two sexy words. I need you in my arms right now. I know it's more than two words, but hey,
And Sharana, how about I vow?
I would say togetherness and love.
And Will, how about love me naked?
That's a favorite.
Well, literally, love me naked. But the topic.
You're saying two words, baby.
I can't, because when I hear stuff, it triggers my hormones. And everything is directed to my wife. So, yeah, love me naked is exactly that statement.
Okay. And Sharana, how about the elegance of the chase?
Grace and respect.
Okay. So, mind you, our guests have been listening in, and I've been actually writing down some of the things that they wanted to address about some of your topics. And sometimes, you know, this is why you have to clear things up on the air with people so they don't misinterpret anything about, you know, your meaning, especially when there's a headline and there's a brief synopsis of this is what it means, because this is what we're talking about today. So, you know, a question comes in of the 30-day rule, and does it mean keep your legs closed? Don't give it up for 30 days if the relationship is new?
No, okay. The 30-day rule, we play on words. So a lot of our episodes are play on words. So the 30-day rule means that every 30 days, I'm a different woman. And every 30 days, he's a different man. So we have to learn how to learn each other every 30 days. You do something twice of that every 30 days. Marriage is intentional. You have to be intentional to want to get to know that person and understand that, hey, you know, this week I might like chocolate ice cream or, you know, cheesecake. And then next week I don't. So, you know, he has to kind of, you know, chase after me, understand that I'm not going to be the same person that he married when he, you know, when we first got married. And I'm not going to be the same person next week. So my thing is every 30 days, a person changes.
And every 30 days, you basically learn the nuances of your wife and or husband. And surprise them with little things. It could be a love note. It could be flowers. It could be chocolates. It could be their favorite dish. So that's where the 30-day rule comes into play at.
Okay. And then there's another misinterpretation. Someone wants to know the sexting who topic. Is that about maybe, okay, you're sexting someone else and it's not me?
No,
we don't focus on one thing. I don't focus on the outside of our marriage. When you focus on the outside of your marriage, you know, some people have to, depending on where they're at in life, but we want to help people focus on each other. So our focus on me and my husband, who's texting who, is just I'm texting him, he's texting me. So like I said, we talk on play on words. A lot of things are play on words. But our podcast and our ministry that we're doing is really just focusing on the marriage itself and healing from the inside to come together.
And sexting who is basically like how in the middle of the day I got all hot and horny for my wife from a previous night of excitement. So I'm sexting her as the horny guy, you know what I mean, or the business professional. So that's the who sexting who. We like the role play. So,
or the fact if you want to take me out for dinner, because he'll sex me and say, you know, what are you wearing? You want to go out to lunch? And, you know, we meet up at a restaurant or something like that. So it just talks about keeping the spontaneous
in your relationship.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's another question of do you. Does that mean do you because I'm going to do me?
No. do you is your spouse being excited for you and on team you, for you to go out and have some time to yourself so you can be your own person. Like we need our time. We need our time apart, and we have our own set of friends, and we have friends that we have together. And when the do you part, and it can even be by yourself. If you wanted to go out, like I'm a musician. So I'll probably go play a session with the band or something, you know what I mean? Step in and do something like that just for my enjoyment. And then the same with my wife. She'll probably have a night with the girls or whatever.
Okay. And Sharana, this question was directed to you in particular. Keep it right, keep it tight. This young lady wants to know, does keep it right mean keep it smelling fresh so it doesn't smell like fish, and keep it tight so everyone is not running through you and you're like a tunnel when you do meet the man of your dreams?
No. So, all right, my God rest my beautiful grandmother, Rosalie Williams. I had the kind of grandmother that says, in the morning, you get yourself dressed. So we weren't allowed to come downstairs, you know, without being dressed. I wasn't allowed to come downstairs with a scarf on my head. At night, she would say, put on, and these are things she would say when I was younger, put this slip on, put this robe on when you go to bed. Keep yourself up, keep yourself presentable. So I was raised to keep myself up, keep myself presentable. When I go to bed at night, I add a little perfume on, or, you know, being ready for, you know, whatever with my husband. Even if we're not doing anything, he knows that I'm there. So keeping myself right as a woman, not just for him, but keeping myself right to say, you know, I am who I am. So, and I tell individuals, you do it the best way you do for you. I do what I do, but you do what you do. And as a woman, we all have our own inner beauty, and outer beauty. So keeping that right, keeping your inner beauty right, keeping your outer beauty right, so you are, you know, attracted to each other. And that goes both ways.
Well, let me
hygiene
ask you this.
Hygiene plays a part of that, too.
Well, hygiene plays a part of it because you got to get dressed and something, right?
Well, let me ask you, do you find women, I would just say if you were a single man, you find women attractive with tattoos all over their face? Like if you met a woman, let's say Sharana had tattoos all over her face, would you still say, this is the woman for me?
Now, if I got to know that person and we had a deeper level of conversation and intimacy and I fell in love with that, yes.
So would you fall in love with teardrops? Like, you know, she murdered all these people. She got the teardrop lines on both eyes like 10 times. Like, that, like, would it still be the inner person at that point?
I didn't hear your question.
What if she had like 10 teardrops on each side and she says, hey, Will, listen, I murdered 20 people, but I want you to get to know me and love me for me. You think that could be possible?
That'll be possible because then you're getting to know the person and everybody has a past. So you can't fault anybody for their past. The past is the past.
But if that person is the murderer, they have to deal with what they have to deal with. A puppy is lovable, so you can love anyone. So that's not the question. It's the question. The answer would be, what do you prefer in the spouse? Because I believe that everyone is lovable. You can love something about anyone in life, no matter where they are, how deep they've fallen. You can find something to love about that person.
If
it's what
you
want in a spouse or a person that you're looking for.
If you met Will, Sharana, and he had halitosis breath, onion toes, onion armpits, what would you do if you fell in love with him and he had these ongoing issues?
So I couldn't answer that question. maybe if that's to say, if I met Will over the phone, okay? Will and I met over the phone. And so over the phone, I got to know him a little bit more to understand his day-to-day, what he's like. And if I would have heard or seen red flags that I wasn't interested in, then I would say, okay, that person's not the one for me. It may not have been, you know, to say, okay, I wouldn't be still be his friend or still wouldn't think we wouldn't have some things in common. Or it doesn't say that he's not the one for me ever. It's just maybe he's not the one for me in this moment, you know?
In the moment,
maybe he has some growing and some things that he needs to figure out.
In the moment of Funyuns and Onions?
And even if it's the moment of Funyuns and Onions, maybe God want to use me in that way to love on a man with Funyuns and Onions. I don't know. I couldn't say that. I just, you know, I know that how we met over the phone. I didn't know what he looked like. And we were a blind date, right?
So yeah, we were a blind date hookup.
A hookup. But I had already fell in love with him before I met him.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, Sharana and Will, I would like you to shout out your podcast information to our listeners if you can now. In the days
the
that
podcast
you're on.
Is the Way That I Love You podcast. On Facebook is our Facebook page. On YouTube is the same thing, The Way That I Love You podcast on YouTube. And then we have our website, which is thewaythatiloveyou.live. And when you go to the website, everything is tied to there. All our social media links, all the playlist for our videos and promos, even our story that my wife Sharana talked about with her medical, that story is on there. It's probably about a 2 to 3 minute video of that. But the website again is thewaythatiloveyou.live. And you can connect to the podcast that way. We're streaming on all major platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Rhapsody, iHeartRadio. The podcast is global, so you shouldn't have a problem finding it on wherever you listen to podcasts at and following us.
And I also want to say, like, it's two ways to listen to the podcast. There's the Thursday Night Live where you get to talk to, well, see other guests, and you can also join in on the live on Thursday night. So if any of the guests want to, any of the listeners today want to go on Thursday night on the I Love You podcast on Facebook, they can. And then on that time, they can ask questions to the guests. On the other side, because there's two ways to listen, which would be every Sunday at 3 p.m., and that's when Will and I pick a topic that we talk about within our marriage.
And that's Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, and you can listen on, if it says episodes and it's an audio, that's us. You can go on to Apple and Spotify and download that.
Yeah, once you follow and subscribe, you'll get the notifications of when the episodes actually drop. And for the Thursday Night Lives, that's streamed live on Facebook and YouTube, those are 7 p.m., and that's also Eastern Standard Time because we're on the East Coast. And you can watch that, and you can chime in the comment section, and we'll pick a few comments and read off to ask our guests for those who have questions for our guests that we interview.
Okay, and I'd like you guys to come back on the show because I know the visitors here are going to have thousands of questions to ask, and I have to ask them, good, bad, or indifferent. But I'd like you guys to join us again next week, if we can get you on, to address some of the questions that are currently coming in. Is that okay with you guys?
That's fine with me.
That's fine with me as well.
Okay, and I'd like to thank you guys for coming on today, and we'll be back to talk to you next week.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Okay. Bye. Wow, I tell you, what a great couple that is. Unbelievable. There are great couples out here today. But my reason for having them come on the show is because they have a very positive podcast. And as they said, they're not licensed professionals, but they really reach deep into topics. And I believe that with great podcasts such as these, especially this one that I found very, very intriguing, their podcast, I believe it can help people with, you know, relationship issues, better resolution to conflicts that they're having. It just runs deep. And I didn't want to run too deep with Sharana concerning her health issues, because the story that I was told, it was very, very deep, and it goes beyond, you know, any Hurricane Ida, I must say. The love and compassion that her husband has given her through her illness. I mean, she was basically on her deathbed. And here's a guy who got married, didn't know what he signed up for, you know, and just had to take care of his wife, you know, for better or for worse, till death do we part. You know, and I can honestly say that through my transition of getting remarried, I have a great husband. You know, I was in a very bad car accident. For those who do know me, I was on high dosages of pain medication because basically I've had back surgery. I have a partial robotic shoulder and I have a metal cage in my neck. I got hit by an 18-wheeler, you know, on a major highway. He ran right into my driver's door, nearly took my life. And here it is. I got a great husband that had to endure all of these surgeries because at one time, believe it or not, folks, only the people that truly know me know my battle of not being able to walk, having to wear a diaper, which was the most humiliating part of my entire life. And those pain pills that I was forced to take because the pain was unbearable. I was broken up. You imagine an 18-wheeler going 80 miles per hour running into your driver's door. I thank God for the vehicle I was driving, which was a BMW M6 coupe. That vehicle is priced at about $170,000. That's the vehicle that I was in when I got hit. And I can honestly say the vehicle actually saved my life because it caged me in and it helped. You know, I was broken up, but I was still alive. So finding a spouse, a significant other, to actually come into your life and say, hey, listen, you're all broken up, you're on your deathbed, but I'm going to still be here to help you through, and I'm not going to leave your side. You know, Will is a great husband. Will is a fabulous husband. My husband, I wouldn't change him for anything else. Great, great husband, great guy. I love him dearly. And it's, you know, for better or for worse, till death do you part. And some people don't take those vows serious enough, especially during conflict. You know, everyone wants a divorce and everybody wants to bow out. And it takes, you know, a human being, a different type of human being, to come forward and say, listen, I'm going to be with this individual. I'm going to stick it out, my marriage vows, and we're going to make it happen, you know, until the very end. And I could honestly say I'm one of the very fortunate, such as Sharana. She's very fortunate to have a great husband like Will in her life. And I'm also one year anniversary coming up soon. And I can tell you the marriage has been splendid, has been absolutely splendid. All I can say is, you know, if you are in a marriage and there is conflict, maybe talking and having positive relationships around you, because you can have tons of negative ones to cloud your field of thinking, you know. So it's good to have positive people in your life where you can think clear, think positive, find new things to do with your mate. Every day is a new day and people should take advantage of it. Unfortunately, like my friend Althea Lewis that lost her life to a National Guardsman, the relationship went sour. He didn't know how to deal with conflict of that relationship. So he lured her to Far Rockaway Beach. And when they actually found her body in the water, they thought he shot her in her head because she had holes in her head that they thought was gunshot wounds. It was actually his ring that he used to punch her in the head, and that the force from that punch made that hole so deep they thought it was a bullet hole. So, you know, people, it pays to find other resources of actually, resulting to not losing your cool, keeping it under control, and finding other people that you can talk to, you know, not thinking that you're crazy or something's wrong with you, just knowing that there's a voice of reason out there that can say, hey, maybe you need to try this a different way. Because you could be talking to someone and they may think, okay, you're talking to me, but I don't hear you. So you're really talking at them. So they really don't hear you. So it's good to find out what you're doing wrong, what they're doing wrong. Sit down and let's talk about it. It's a lot of domestic violence issues today that go beyond, you know, and it should not be that way. Another story that I wanted to talk to you about is about a young lady, which we'll get into this story next week because it's kind of deep. She actually kills her lover's girlfriend. And then guess what? She buries the body in the backyard of his house, and he has to end up taking a plea deal. Yeah, this story is really big, guys. It's big and it's deep. It's very deep. But we'll get into that next week. Few updates with this new relationship talk. We have a sponsor that has donated a $20,000 VS1 engagement ring to our show for participants who are in love, rekindling love, married couples who are looking forward to renewing their vows. They want us to give you specific tasks to complete that are recorded, that will be aired, so you can prove your love to us and the rest of the listeners, you know. So this $20,000 engagement ring will come with an appraisal certificate, and it will be yours to keep as long as you can profess your love to your significant other. That will be the first prize. The second prize will be a Bahama 3-day, 2-night cruise to the Bahamas, sponsored by Bahama Paradise Cruise Lines. And the third will be a Wyndham's 3-day, 2-night getaway to a few different locations that you have to choose from. And for participants who just want to give a story and profess their love, we have restaurant gift cards so you can go out on that dinner date and make it happen. And if you have someone that you are truly interested in, or if you are looking for love, we're doing this for the month of September because October 1st is Domestic Violence Month, and we're trying to support Domestic Violence Month because I do handle a lot of domestic violence cases. So I'd like to give my support to the victims and, you know, thank the sponsors for actually pitching in and wanting to support this, you know, event of domestic violence, because it's rampant and it's real. It's real. It's just like mental illness. It's real and everybody looks past it. So we have to overcome, and whatever part that I must do, I must chip in as well, as long as people are open and willing to participate in it. It's a lot of good things to come from this show. A lot of prizes to be given out. We have Sony that will be donating televisions to us. Different challenges that we must give people for the month of October to help prevent domestic violence issues, and how, you know, they can share their story with our listeners to find out how they can make their relationships better and solve conflicts. You know, if anybody wants to participate, they have my information. Reach out to me. You can reach out to the Land of Love. They gave you their information, Sharana and Will. Great people, really great people. It's hard to find good people nowadays. I'd like to give a special shout out to SP News Nuggets. Thank her. She's a lovely lady. Couldn't find anyone else like her out there. And I'd like to give a shout out to the Tiana Parks family for hanging in there, standing by her side. And not to, you know, X anybody else out, but I would like to thank the law firm, the Funt firm, that's actually handling the Tiana Parks case. And I do like the way they're handling it. Everybody has their preferences, but I like efficiency. I like efficiency, and I like attorneys that pay attention to small detail. So I'd like to thank the firm. By the way, if anyone's looking for a great attorney, his name is Attorney James Funt. He's in the Philadelphia area. If you're looking for a great attorney, he's a guy that will fight for you. I don't know him personally. I just base things off of a person's track record. And so far, in my eyes, off of the cases that I have read, he is very efficient. So if you're looking for a great attorney, James Funt, Philadelphia, that is his name. Reach out to him. If you have a criminal case, DUIs, I'm not sure the, you know, traffic cases that he handles, but I know if you're looking for a great criminal attorney that will get down to the basics with a great team of investigators, by the way, that will actually dig like they're digging for gold, I suggest you give his office a call. I really like to thank all the listeners for coming on today and participating in the show. You know, there's a lot of questions that were coming in and I couldn't get to them while I'm on the air, but I promise you that I will get to them next week in regards to Will and Sharona. There's one message, not a question, but message that came across. And the message was, well, sort of a message question. This particular person, his name is Michael, and he says, you know, you got to be on the lookout for these so-called perfect marriages and how these perfect marriages are perceived, because usually it's not what you think it is. And he wrote a whole paragraph here. Not sure if I can get to it all. But to sum it up, he basically wants to dig a little deep and he wants to ask them some questions about their marriage. And he also had some interpretation of the topics on their show. And that's the reason why I wanted to get like two words. Let's hear what they got to say. And really, all marriages are not perfect. There is some conflict somehow, some way. They probably argue if there's ants crawling, you know, who knows? You know, we'll never know. But it's a conflict. There's an ant crawling. Honey, you kill the ant and I'll clean it up. You know, so that may be a part of their conflict, but, you know, people don't share everything with you. So we'll never know if they're arguing over an ant or if it's because Will ate all of the cereal. We'll never know. But I'd like to thank you guys for joining me today. I can't wait till next week. We got so much to talk about, so much to win, so many prizes to give away. I look forward to you all coming back next week. Thanks for joining in. Have a good night. Bye.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.